Always good to get this guy in our airwaves. Coach Ed Fye, once again over at Doan Track and Field. And Coach, congrats, boys. Been a great outdoor season. You just recently, once again, win the GPAC men's and women's. And, man, on both ends, both sides, both divisions, it wasn't even close this year, was it?
We were pretty motivated after indoors, and it was a crazy, like you know, crazy spring. We had six meets, and none of the six meets were on the days they were supposed to be. So it just seems like we were just running the whole time and not much training. But, you know, our coaching staff did a great job, and we have amazing kids that stepped up, and we're team culture, and that's what we want to do. And when we get to championship time, and those kids rose to the occasion, and it was a great meet for Doan Tigers.
No question about it. And, boy, let's start with the ladies first. You won nine events, and, boy, you had points in a lot of different the sprints, the relays, jumps, throws, heptathlon. You scored points a lot of ways, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We started it off, the jav, I think we had six out of the eight in the javelin, and in the throws, I think we scored over almost 80 points in the throws alone, and we went one through four in the 1-2 and 1-4, you know, so not only did we score a lot of points, four, five, six, seven, eight, like we have a history of doing, we had some things on the high end side for the girls that put some points up. So yeah, it was a great meet for our team. Two really great days. The GPAC conference and Midland did a great job of running that meet off. And the GPAC is really tough, and the coaches do a great job of getting there. So to win the conference is a pretty big deal.
Your relays were solid, and of course that women's 4x4. We see, of course, a very familiar name, Maywood Hayes Center, standout Kylie Hedmonix on that 4x4, and again, she's part of that leg, right on the leg on that relay for a long time, hadn't she?
She has. I think we're still set, maybe second in the nation in that relay. We just haven't ran the full squad that we normally ran, that we end up running the indoor nationals with, just because we had the week we were going to run them at Drake, and that was great competition. And Tanaya and Wim Hof caught legs and did a face plant and belly slide, and so they weren't ready to run a 400 at Drake. So I'm excited to see what they can run fresh and see if we can put up a really good time in the 4x4. And she's been running opens at 57. You put a stick in her hand and she's even more competitive. So she's done a great job for us all year.
Boy, your depth in the sprints were just amazing in the conference meet, wasn't it?
It is. I mean, we get pretty fortunate to have the young ladies that are on that, and you know, they train and they push one another every single week. And you know, they were looking back at the clock once they did that, because they wanted everybody to be under 12 flat, and they were celebrating with one another. And that group's, you know, one's beat the other one 1 week, and the other one beat them the next week. And it's fun to see that they're excited for each other, no matter who wins, as long as it's orange and black in front of them.
Got to put a plug in for Kaylee Last Beach, the Chase County standout. She came away with a nice, fifth place finish. And once again, the hammer at that conference meet.
Right. She's done a great job of coming back, and she's hit a couple really good marks that put her up pretty high in the national meet and we talk about our kids being consistent, and that's what she has done outdoors, is being really consistent. She would have liked to hit a big mark and won that, which she's got the capability of being able to do. So hopefully she can pull that one off at the national meet and become an All-American.
Boy, your men piled up, 248 points. Next up was Dort with 123. Again, it was a blowout win for the guys as well.
It was, and I think we scored almost 100 points in the throws in there. We had six of the eight discus throwers. I think we went one through four in the throws. I mean, we're just we were just really deep and with athletes and developing kids. And, and when you get done and you look back and you look at how many points we scored per event, that's what team does. And we're pretty fortunate to have the coaches that develop all those kids and all those events. And when we get down to the conference meet, we're able to put up some marks that can compete to be top eight in the conference.
I know one young man, we know the name of Bessler, and Cale Bessler once again won the title for you. And, of course, we know Dad Chris and, of course, Grandpa Fred, God bless him, just passed away, a couple of weeks ago. So, boy, that young man, Cale, has been solid for you this year, hasn't he?
He has, and, you know, that family's been really important to me because I grew up in Juanita, and Fred was always, though he was from Imperial, no matter what meet that I went to or anything, he was so supportive and, for us and my brother Marty as we went through high school. And then, you know, I get here and then I get the opportunity to coach Chris in football when I was coaching football here, and being able to establish that great relationship with Fred Bessler and all he's done. And I listened to your radio station and podcast on Fred Banks, everybody talking about him. And yeah, he's a really special man. And last night, actually, Cale was voted the most valuable athlete track and field last night. And Cody Vance said that Grandpa would be smiling down at him because of all the great things that he's been able to accomplish. You know, and he's not very far away from possibly winning a national title, and he's throwing 57 feet and done an amazing job. And that family is pretty close to me, so it's really nice to see him excel at such a high level. And I really appreciate you doing stuff to honor him over the radio. So that was pretty cool.
I appreciate that. Boy, he's a good, great coach. I remember our interviews back in the 90s. He was still coaching, and boy, he's a legend. He's a legend around the state. He's a legend here in Southwest Nebraska, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is. He's done a lot of great things, and I remember he started at Madrid Wheatland, and actually that's where I started in 1983 was my first head football track job at Madrid Wheatland, and I went to Fred and I said, I don't know anything about eight-man football, and he goes, well, here's my playbook. It won a state championship. Try it.
So, that's terrific.
Yeah. So anyway, I did all right that year, but yeah, he's always been there for me, and like you said, everybody that knows Fred Bessler, he is absolutely a legend in high school sports.
And then there's a kid by the name of Zach Fye who did pretty darn good in the decathlon winning that event. That was pretty cool to watch, I bet, wasn't it?
Oh, that was really rewarding for me because his journey at Doan has not been good. I mean, he went through two shoulder surgeries, and then we thought he had him back and had a hamstring injury and went through 5 years of trying to get him just to do one decathlon and to have one come together and to win the conference meet was pretty emotional and very rewarding. And now he's top 12 in the nation, going to go have another chance to maybe be an All-American at the national level. So, that's pretty rewarding as a father. And to actually get a coach him is even more rewarding.
Now, Coach, on your schedule, there are a couple of meets that are coming up again this weekend. Concordia is having a Twilight and the Loper Twilight. So is this still a couple of chances for kids to get qualified, is that right?
Yes, we have it's you got an A standard and a B standard, and then if top 20 in the nation. So I think we have five kids right now that are 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Our mile relay on the men is about a half second off of hitting the qualifying mark. So Friday looks to be an amazing day for our kids to be able to try to go and try to hit those marks. I just got a deal now. Actually, Kearney has moved their meet to Sunday because of the storms coming through on Saturday. I think they're going to throw the discus on Saturday, hopefully in the evening if the rain stays away until then, and then we'll have that last chance meet on Sunday. So, yeah, there is a couple more. And by Monday, we'll – smoke settles and the dirt, and we'll see you all's going to North Carolina.
But you've already got a pretty good, you feel like a pretty good contingent of kids already qualified, and you feel like you're going to go to Asheville, North Carolina for the NAIA championships, don't you?
Yeah, I think we have right around 30 right now, and if everybody would qualify, I think Brad Jenny told me that we'd be maybe over 35 athletes that qualify. And you know, if you're from out west, that's a herd, mm-hmm. herd of kids going out to North Carolina.
That's awesome. That is terrific, sir. And I know you're still watching the high school ranks. You've got some interest there in the high school as they get ready for districts next week and eventually the week after the state meet coming up in Omaha.
Yeah, I'm excited, but Landon last week in the conference meet pulled a hamstring. So, it's kind of sad. It doesn't look like he's going to be able to move forward, and we're rehabbing as much as we possibly can. But he's done a lot of great things over the last 4 years, and he loves track, and it would be great, but it doesn't look promising for him. But I appreciate you always shouting him out and then getting him going, but I don't know if we're going to get him back this time. But he's going to Wichita State. He's going to be a decathlete, and I think he's going to do some great things. He jumped almost 23, and he threw 167 in the jab over the summer, so we've worked on events. So he's excited that it at least has a future going forward, but it's a pretty tough time for him and us not to be able to see him go after a state title. But we'll all be all right. He's got more to look forward to.
I don't know if I've seen any information yet on your summer camp schedule. I don't know if has anything been put out on that yet?
We did. We're going to be June 4th just in Crete this year out west with the boys graduating and doing everything. My wife, plus I think we have 8 weddings with track kids and everything. So we're going to be all over the state of Nebraska for the summer. So I ended up not going out to Imperial this year. We'll go back. We'll be back out in Western Nebraska at different places next year. But we will be in Crete on June 4th. And it's up on our website for Doan Track and Field.
That's what happens, Coach, when you coach all those great kids over the years. You have weddings to go to, and then reunions and stuff like that. It just keeps your summer busy, doesn't it?
It's a lot of fun. It's just like a track reunion every time I get to go, and if I don't make them, I get FaceTime and shamed into trying to get there anyway. So, it's a pretty good group of kids that we've always had, and building those relationships, and they've had a lot of success with winning and doing things, but those right there is something that they'll keep for the rest of their lives, and that's what Doan Track and Field's about.
Coach, always good to catch up with you, sir. Thanks a million for the time again. Have a great rest of the week, and we might see you in Omaha, maybe just hopefully an appearance. You get a chance to watch some of the other kids a little bit, and of course, getting ready for the NAIA championships. That's what it's all about right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. We actually have our national meet over the high school track and field championship. So,
oh, wow. That's,
I won't be, yeah, that's not great. I love watching the high school championships, but like every 4 to 5 years, it falls on the same day. And this is the year that it does. So I won't be there. I'm going to leave that up to you to cheer all those guys on. So good luck getting after those guys.